Welcome to Fiyam Yerushalmi. Shir is sponsored as a curse of Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the release of the hostages and the break in the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Yom Daf Chavov in the Art School of Zohar edition, starting the fourth parak of Maseches Yuma in the bottom Daf Chofei Amud Beis. So the Mishnah, Torah Bekalpi, he mixed up the chest. They had the goyrolos, the lats. Ve'elo shnei goyrolos, and he picks up the lats. Echot kosov olov la'ashem, mechad kosov olov la'azazel. When it says it in the word Lashem, and when it says Lazod, Hasgan b'yiminoi v'roish b'is abis moilo. On his right is standing the Sgan, which is the deputy Kohen Gadol, and on the left is the roish b'is av, the one who is responsible for the mishmeres who was in b'is amigdash that day. Im shel Shem olo b'yiminoi, if Shem came over on his right, Hasgan oimer lo ishi Kohen Gadol b'yasi mincho. So the Sgan tells him, pick up your right hand. V'im is smoilo olo, gave him the left hand, so the Rosh B'Sav tells him, pick up your left hand. Meaning, the only say to pick up the hand, it has it in the word Lashem. Nesonam al shnei seirim. He puts it on two seirim, Lashem on the one seir, Lazozo on the other seir. V'oimer Lashem chatos. He also has to say the words, Lashem chatos, this is Lashem, and it's going to be a chatos. We're holding up Chavov and Aleph. Rabbi Shmuel lo'imer lo'atzeich lo'imer chatos, el Lashem. You don't have to say the word chatos. Just say Lashem and email it's a chatos. When he said the word Lashem, so they said Baruch Shem, like anytime you say the name of Hashem in Beis Hamikdash. So Gemara Dovah Bekalpi, he makes the Kalpi, lo yisoyv Dovah Kalpi. It doesn't have to be specifically a designated chest. El afilu kalters, even any basket. V'lama umru Kalpi, kedei lasot pumbi lo Dovah, to make it more of a public event and to make more of a roishim. Why does he need to have these tablets that says in its Shem and Azazel? Just take two strings, one black, one white. Make it with two strings. The needs to be clear on the items that he's doing the lot with that it's Lashem and Azazel. So using strings doesn't help. Similarly, the Gemara brings another question. There should be two rocks. Why don't you use rocks? So the same answer. It needs to be clear on the lots itself that's Hashem la'azazel, and a black and white rock doesn't show that. He should just write Lashem El Azazel. Why does he have to engrave the words Lashem El Azazel? Tomod lo'ima goy echad Lashem she'em muchach al atzmo yishu Hashem le'oilom. It should be say Lashem and it should remain there forever. Ve'goy echad la'azazel she'em muchach al atzmo yishu la'azazel le'oilom. It should be stay there forever. It says la'azazel. So it has to be engraved, not written. Written is something which can be erased. Says the Gemara Adom, chakukim hoyu, that tells you it's supposed to be engraved. Find similar thing regarding the goyul when they divided Eretz Yisrael. There were two chests over there. One had the lots in it. The lots had different parts of Eretz Yisrael, and the other chest had the names of the shvatim. So one, the pirchikun, a young koyin, picked up the goyul from one chest. It says over there one piece of Eretz Yisrael. The other Pirchikun, or the young Koyin, picked up the lot from the other chest. Then he said, and came out the name of a Shevet. He says, oh, Shevet so and so, we'll get this piece of land. There's three things that they divide Eretz Yisrael with. Bigoy Rollers, like we just mentioned. Beurim Vitumim, the Urim Vitumim also said, which Shevet gets which Chelek to show that the Goyul is not just a random thing. Ubiksofim means the money, that if someone got a more expensive land, so he paid to the one who got a cheaper land to equate the value. Hado dechtiv, do you see this all from the following pasuk? Vayashlech lehem Yehoshua goyral b'shiloi lifnei Hashem. So we darshan, goyral elu goyralos, that's the lots. Lifnei Hashem elu urim v'tumim, that's in front of Hashem. And then it says, bein rav lemeat, there's a lot and a little, meaning a higher value, a lower value, elu aksofim. If now the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a chain and people like their place, they'll never be able to divide Eretz Yisrael because each one will say, I want the other chilek. V'tani ken shloisha chini mehem. There's three chains. Chain isha b'nei ba'ilo. A husband likes his wife. Chain moka b'nei yoshuf. A person likes his place. Chain mekach b'nei loikhov. A person likes his business. And that's how people can, each one have his own chilek in the world. Rav Abba b'nei d'apapi yoshud esichrim shem levi. Av lo hasid lovo kajshbuch hoi seken. Hasid lovo also will be the satisfaction. Hado dichti, that's what it says. V'asati lechem lev chodosh. Sati lechem lev basar. Shmuel gives us a new heart. And it says lev basar. What's lev basar? Shu boiser b'chelko shechaveir. He has no interest in the chelik of his friend. He will have no jealousy in the chelik of his friend. And even every person will be sameach b'chelko. Continues the Gemara and speak about the lots of the Seirim. Nogabem k'shem lamato. He touched him when they were in the chest, and he's already basically chose one and the other. Finis Arvi doesn't know which one he chose. Ain't a sin can be tzosom. That's not a good goyel, because he already one was already chosen, and now he's coming and changing it. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis. Mishaeloi som nogabem. But once he picked it up, and he already knows which one was chosen, and then they got mixed up. Finis Arvu a sin can be tzosom. Then it's okay. Why? Because he already knows what was chosen. Now the next words of Eliyosu no gemi v'isarvu, the Korban Eidah says we don't have the Akirsa. Omaim shel ya'im shel shem ya'ale b'imini yigdar zeh shal yimini, koydish. Im shel shem ya'ale b'smol yigdar zeh shal smol yikoydish. So if he says, if I have a shem in the right, so the right will be koydish. If I have a shem in the left will be koydish. So it's fine, that's exactly the goyim. V'filim omaim shel shem ya'ale b'imini yigdar zeh shal smol yikoydish. Koydish. Im shel Shem yale b'smol yigdar shel yimini koydish. Even if he says the opposite, you know what? If the name Hashem will come on my right hand, the koydish will be the left one. And the name of Hashem will be in my left hand, the right one will be koydish. That's also okay. Because it's also a goyul. He's not doing it by using the goyul that says Hashem to make the one next to Hashem. He's using the opposite direction, but it's still a goyul. But of him omar, ben shel Shem yale b'imini, ben shel Shem yale b'smol yigdar shel yimini. If he says, regardless what happens, always my right one will be the Kurdish one. So, or the opposite, always will be the Kurdish one will be the one on the left. Because that's not considered to be a goyul. Because he's doing with his mouth, he's not doing with the goyul, therefore it doesn't work. Continues the Gemara, meaning it doesn't have to be made out of gold, it can be made out of any material. Maybe you have to put two gorillas in each animal. Talmud loyma gorillas, gorilla chad la Hashem, and gorilla chad la Azazel. Gorilla for each one. Yichol yiten shel Shem v'shel Azazel zeh, v'shel Shem v'shel Azazel zeh. Maybe he means each one of each on each animal. Talmud loyma gorilla, only one gorilla. Says the Gemara of Loda kan Moisa. Isn't that the first question? What is between the first question and the second question? Says more Kaini, that's what he means. Yechol mishu noisen shel Shem al shel Shem. Once he chose Hashem for Hashem and Azazel Azazel, Yechzor v'yechliv. Maybe now he could change it. Tomud loyma goyel chad la Hashem ein kan Hashem ela echad. V'goyel chad la Azazel ein kan la Azazel ela echad. Meaning now that he's going to make two gorillas for each, he'll make one gorilla for each, but then he will come and switch between them. So that's the chiddush. You don't do that. The Havamini was, it said that the son of Shnei Asirim Gorillas, maybe both gorillas need to be put in each animal. So we don't say that. It says the word tzitz, a cost of Allah, koydish lashem. The tzitz that's on the forehead of the koyen, it says koydish lashem. Koydish min lamato, v'shem min lamalo. Koydish was in the lower line, and lashem was in the higher line. So even though the words are koydish lashem, but lashem is more chashivis, so that's why koydish is written a little lower, and lashem is written a little higher. Like a king sitting on his throne. It says Echad Lashem on the lot should be saying Echad in the lower line, and the word Shem says in the higher line. It was in one line. Koydish Lashem. Continues the Gemara of Nosan Aharonim, Nosan Zar Kosher. The Aharon has to put the lots on the Seirim. If a Zar did it, not a Koyin, it's Kosher. But if the Zar is the one who takes out the lots on the chest, then it's Pasul. So, Kavachoymer, putting the lots on the Seirim, it says the word Bnei Aharon in the Pasuk. Im Nosan Zar Kosher, Zar could do it. Haliosh, ain't Kosubo Bnei Aharon. Taking out the lots on the chest, that doesn't say Bnei Aharon, Lakoshakin, why can a Zar do it? Answers the Gemara of Chozayin Amud Aleph, Letzucho Deloi. The reason is, and you can use the Gersa of Chaim, Nesino She'enu Me'akev is putting the lots on the animal that's not Me'akev, Im Nosan Zar Kosher, so Zar can do it. But Aliyah Shimakebes, but taking the lots out of the box, out of the chest, which is Mehakev, Imhelo Zar Pasol, then Zar is Pasol. For my Vitzu Barchulko, as Vitzu Barchulko says, Vishamab Yanai, Aliyah Matuch Kalpi Makebes, taking the lots out of the chest is Mehakev, Ain Nesina Makebes, but putting it on the animals, that is not Mehakev. As Reb Chaim explains, that Aliyah says twice. It says twice in the pasuk, "Shod alav akosov," consider twice. Therefore, it's me'akev. But the seed is that, even though many of the avoidos of Kippur is me'akev, this is not nechshav avoidos. If the Torah didn't repeat it, it's not me'akev. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Yumo Dav Chavov.